Chapter 35. The Abbey bells tolled their eventide watch over Redwall as the sun sank below the western plain. Constance had taken no chances with the three magpies. They huddled miserably in a corner of Cavern Hole, each with its pinion feathers bound, legs hobbled, and beaks shut tightly with twine. Constance and the abbot sat together in the opposite corner, listening earnestly to Ambrose Spike's report.
There ain't been a move out of any bird. We watched the eaves all afternoon, Brother Trug, Formo, and myself. Not a feather or a beak stirred.
The abbot scratched his chin.
Strange. I was sure that Ironbeak would try to lay some sort of trap. Neither him or that sly crow. Odd. Very odd.
Odd or not?
Constance shrugged.
The sun's going down. We'd best get these three outside and exchange them for three decent creatures. Winifred, will you and Formal see that archers and javelins fill the main doorways behind us? Keep them facing Ironbeak and his company in case of trouble.
Formal saluted dutifully.
Don't ye worry, ma'am. Us'll give him billy if they moves a claw.
General Ironbeak's hostages had been carefully flown down a short time after sunset. The two mouse mothers kept their eyes shut tight as they were borne through the air by six rooks. Baby Rollo, however, enjoyed the flight immensely, whooping and giggling as he tugged at the three birds that were carrying him. They landed safely in front of the Abbey Pond. Then, surprisingly, the carrier birds flew off, leaving the hostages guarded only by Ironbeak and Mangers. To forestall any thoughts of escape, the two birds kept their fearsome beaks close to Rollo's head, knowing that neither Cornflower nor Mrs. Church Mouse would attempt anything whilst the infant was threatened. Slowly, they walked across to the main abbey door. Constance and Ambrose awaited them, standing to one side of the three magpies. The open abbey doors were crowded with determined Redwallers armed to the teeth. Ironbeak halted short of the door.
Why are all your creatures armed and menacing us like this? I understood this was to be a friendly exchange.
His voice was harsh and commanding. Formal waved a large spear at the raven.
Ha! Don't make I laugh. You and the vermin's what been a-doing all the trickstering and attacking. This year's what us calls protection against crafty old bird bags.
Mangus pointed with his wing.
Why are these birds bound like this? We have not tethered your creatures.
Ambro winked at the crow.
Probably, because mice don't have beaks and wings, Puddinhead.
I will not stand here to be insulted by you, Hedgepig.
Mangus fumed.
Then stand somewhere else and I'll insult you there, featherbag.
Ambrose, do not provoke them.
Constance interrupted.
We are here to make a peaceful exchange of hostages, one for one. Cornflower, are you all right?
Yes, thank you, Constance, as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
Constance bowed stiffly to Ironbeak.
Thank you, Raven. As you can see, the magpies are unharmed, apart from being restrained. Otherwise, they have been well treated.
Ironbeak cast his bright eyes on the doorway.
You must think me a fool. I make no exchanges while we are faced with weapons. Tell your creatures to put down their arms.
Aha! I thought so.
Ambrose whispered to Constance.
This is where the raven shows his feathers. The moment we drop our weapons, he'll spring his trap, whatever it is.
Constance watched Ironbeak as she murmured back.
I know what you mean, Ambrose, but what can we do? He has kept his word, even coming unarmed to meet us. We cannot face him with an army geared up to the teeth.
I suppose you're right. Leave it to me.
He turned to the Redwall contingent.
Lay those weapons down and listen to me. If the raven or his pal try one false move, then grab the armory up fast and make the pair of them into pincushions.
Ironbeak had heard what went on and nodded.
Do as you will. We have come here only to trade hostages. No tricks.
Constance banged her paw down upon the path.
Then let's get to it and stop fussing about, or we'll be here to see dawn break.
Iron Beak nodded to Mangus, and the crow started the exchange.
We release them at the same time, one for one. First, the infant for Quick Bill. Agreed.
Constance untied the first magpie.
Agreed.
Rollo was aware of the gravity of the situation. He strode slowly across to Constance, crossing paths with Quick Bill. On reaching his friends, the little bank vole began singing.
Kick a magpie in the eye, shoot a crow with a great big bow.
Winifred swept him up and hurried indoors.
Now the one called Cornflower for Brightback.
Agreed.
The mouse and the magpie passed each other in silence. Tension mounted in the air now that there were only two left. As Cornflower embraced Constance, the harsh voice of Mangus sounded.
Last, the church mouse for Diptail.
Agreed.
The exchange took place without a hitch. Both sides stood watching each other.